host, Travis Reed. And today we will be discussing the UCLA number 20, I want to say four ranked UCLA Bruins football team who are undefeated and a 2-0, and we're going to keep this train rolling. You know? And like I said, we play, I want to say not Coastal Carolina, but North Carolina Central, I believe, next. So that is pretty much, you know, the gist of our preseason games. You know, we played North Carolina, Coastal Christian, and then we played San Diego State on the road, and then we played North Carolina Central this week. So I'm really happy, to be honest, because I think we found a quarterback, you know, not only for now, but for the future. And we'll talk about these first two games, like I said, even though, like I think they're just pretty much preseason games, glorified preseason games. And that's what people wonder why that, you know, in the college, you know, they don't play, they don't have a preseason. These games are preseason games, essentially, you know. That's why good teams look bad in the beginning of the year, and then they turn around and look better at the end of the year. And so, you know, UCLA is, you know, like I said, these first two games, as you know, now they have a quarterback. They first game I went to, you know, against Coast Carolina, yeah, he looked bad. You know, they won the game, obviously, but it was 14-13 in the fourth quarter, you know. And, you know, I think that UCLA was kind of figuring out their team. And I think that's pretty much what happened. You know, they were trying to figure out their team. You know, Ethan started because he was the returner. And obviously the freshman Dante Morad came in, did excellent, 7 for 12. You know, 143 yards, 2 touchdowns, an interception. But Ethan, like I said, he didn't have a terrible game, but had 2 terrible turnovers. You know, 1 interception he threw literally like he just threw it as a punt and threw it in the air, and they, you know, obviously caught it. Now, the rushing was good. You know, TJ Harden and Carson Steele both had 76 yards. Carson had 13 carries. TJ had 11 carries. They both was at, you know, 7 and 6 yards a carry, so they did excellent. Everybody else, not so much. But who led them in receiving was J. Michael, you know, I don't want to even mess up his name. You know, I just called him J. Michael. He obviously led the team with, you know, 5 receptions for 136 yards and a touchdown. Looked really, really, really good. I was like, he is going to be good. Cause like I said, UCLA has some speed on definitely defense and offense. They just had to have somebody to put it together, you know. And I think, you know, with the freshman quarterback, they kind of do now. On defense, Darius did really good, had 9 tackles, you know, 7 solo, tackle for loss, you know, did really, really, really good. Like I said, the defense was okay. You know, I think their corners is going to be, you know, interesting to see when they do play the better Pac-12 teams. Who can throw the ball, the Washingtons, the Oregons, the SCs, you know, the Colorados. I mean, if you look at the Pac-12, they have 8 teams that are ranked right now, 8 out of 12 teams. And, you know, it's ironic, to be honest. It's super ironic to see that the final year of the Pac-12, the Pac-12 is outstanding. You know, they have 2 teams in the top 10. They have three teams in the top 12, or 4 teams in the top 15, actually. And, you know, 8 teams overall, which is insane, like I said. Colorado is number 18 in the country. You know, they won 1 game last year. 1. And every game Colorado played, it was a blowout. It was a stat game for the other team. So, Only thing that was terrible about Colorado, I mean, not terrible, but like terrible that happened for Colorado was that Joseph Dye from SC hurt his broke his leg or something that, you know, one of the last games of the season against him, which kind of sucked for UC for SC the rest of the year. But yeah, I just thought like, you know, Deion Sanders, Coach Deion Sanders just went from nothing to where he, you know, literally all these transfers, basically the whole team is transfers. They might have had a couple guys who stayed, but like got rid of almost everybody at the school and just brought his son in, brought, you know, Travis Hunter in. They have been sensational, you know. But we're gonna get back, you know, like I said, back in the Pac-12 been sensational. Like I said, even like I said, even UCLA's top 20, top 25. Now Arizona State lost, so they're out. But you have UCLA, you have Oregon, Oregon State, SC, Washington, you know, like I said, Colorado. So yeah, they have a lot of good teams this year. Utah, you know, that's just seven right there. So I think that this is going to be the gauntlet this year. Like everybody plays everybody too. Now, what UCLA did with the schedule is, you know, coach made sure that he got, you know, got some good wins, some easy wins, and got the team's confidence going before the Pac-12. Kind of what Alabama does. They always play some team that you never heard of, you know, usually like Middle Tennessee State Tech, beat them by 100, and then, you know, and then play the SEC. Now, this year, they played Texas in the second game of the season and lost. And not only lost at home and lost at home by double digits. You know, they lost at like by 12 points, 10, 11, no, 10 points, you know, to Texas at home by double digits. So it just goes to show you, like these early games, team ain't looking that good. And this year, for the first time in a little bit, I think there's great teams. There's no dominant team. Like Georgia, I felt that if Georgia played their best game last year, nobody was going to beat them, just because they were so dominant defensively. They had eight or nine NFL guys off the team the year before. They had eight or nine NFL guys and 10 NFL guys. I think, well, maybe it was 15. It was ridiculous. You know, these last couple of years, and like I said, it showed that in the now or Ohio State played great last year, and they challenged them, but in the you know in the Final Four game, that game went either way. That was the national championship game, because the national championship game against TCU was just terrible. You know, it was basically show what TCU really was, which was a fluke. You know, some teams, they, you know, they come from, you know, like obscurity, they go undefeated. They're not really that good, but they go undefeated and then they go against a juggernaut. It was the same year that happened to Notre Dame when Notre Dame went undefeated. And they ended up playing Alabama and got housed by like four touchdowns, that Manti Te'o team. Like, it was good heart, good guys, but not really a lot of talent. And Alabama housed them. Now, like I said, let's get back to, you know, UCLA. Like I said, that game, the first game, they ended up winning 27-13. But it really, really, really wasn't that good of a game. I thought that, you know, the quarterback struggled throwing three INTs between the two of them. And the team just had no direction. So I was really interested to see game, you know, the second game. You know, I think, you know, Dante Moore, he had some good things that happened that game, through two touchdowns, and I think that Chip Kelly made the right decision by going to him the second game. And basically the second game he just dominated. He played really good, had a really good game against San Diego State. And like I said, San Diego State was a good team, really good team. Yeah, so like I was saying before, I think that having all these teams in the Pac-12 that are doing great, especially at UCLA, that's a good thing, you know. And I'm 100%, you know, with it. I hope they all make big bowl games. I want the Pac-12 to go out with a bang, just because, you know, like Pac-12 is just, it's like no other conference, because it's it wins in every sport. And like, something like SEC is great, and this football conference, obviously, with some decent basketball teams. But the Pac-12, water polo is national championships, soccer is national championships, softball is national championships, baseball is national championships, football, we're good. Basketball, we're good. I will miss the Pac-12. I'm not gonna lie. I will miss the Pac-12 because there's so many great teams, players, stories. The greatest player in the history of basketball, college basketball, and the NBA, in my opinion. Luol Cinder at UCLA, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in the pros. From in my group, Baron Davis to Russell Westbrook to Kevin Love, Toby Bailey, Ed O'Bannon, Charles O'Bannon. Like, I don't even want to get into like all that. But I could be here all day talking about that, But I really want everybody to kind of really do well this year. But like I said, we'll get back into the game. Game number two for UCLA, which they play. They went to San Diego State, and San Diego State was undefeated. They were 2-0 at the time, and really, like I said, they were playing pretty good, and UCLA went in there and just gave it to them, took it to them. Their defense played really well. The quarterback really wasn't a thrower, but he, Jalen Maiden, he threw for 19 for 37, 196 yards, one touchdown, but three interceptions. They didn't really run the ball well. And UCLA, like I said, their defensive line, stout, stout, really, really, really put a lot of pressure on them. I don't even know, I can't even say his name. O Ominike Sorry, I'm butchering your name, but you obviously had 10 tackles, 7 solo tackles, did really well. They had Darius had a sack. Lato had a sack. I mean, they had 3 sacks as a team, 2 interceptions. Mr. Johnson, like I said, they just had a wonderful defensive game plan, that game. So they looked really good. And like I said, Dante had a great game, threw for 3 touchdowns, almost three, basically 10 yards away from 300. He was 17 for 27, just played great. In the running game, TJ Harden, only had 9 carries. He ended up with 91 yards, 10 yards a carry. Carson Steele had 12 carries for 84 yards and a touchdown too. Like I said, even my boy Anthony Atkins came in and had 5 yards carry. So their running game was on point. He had 254 yards rushing, 296 yards passing. Like I said, it's in a dominant, dominant game. Like I said, this week they will be playing North Carolina Central. And like I said, it's the last game before the Pac-12 starts. And literally the Pac-12 starts with UCLA with a bang in Utah on the 23rd. So let's get this last win. Don't nobody get hurt so we can go into Utah 100% healthy and ready to go. Because like I said, they started off with Utah, who was ranked number 12, and then Washington State, who was ranked number 23, and then they go to at number 16, Oregon State. So first three games against currently ranked teams. They play at Stanford, which should be an easy win. Then they play at home against Colorado. Then they go to Arizona. Then they have the big game on November 18th at SC. So like I said, they play 5 ranked teams, and all in the Pac-12. So we're gonna see what UCLA is about this year. And like I said, like going Utah's gonna want revenge because UCLA beat them last year. So we're gonna see what UCLA is about. I said that they can win 9, 9, 10 games, I think, if they just come together, play hard, and do their thing. And in these flip games, at Utah, Washington State, at Oregon State, Colorado, like you just Colorado at home, those kind of things. I think that, like I said, they really can have a really good season. I think UCLA can have a 10-win year. I think, the freshmen's only going to get better and better and better every game. So I'm not going to want to, they're not going to want to see UCLA, especially towards the end of the season. So we'll see what happens. But I wanted to, kind of just put that, I'm proud of the team. And after next week, they'll be 3-0. They just take care of business, like I said, it's North Carolina Central. And just really, like, don't mess around. Don't, that come out there, take care of business. Handle it and win. And it'd be so they can be 3-0 going into Utah and then Washington State. it's not going to stop. It's just basically, it's like boom, 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 boom. Three out of first game, three out of four first games is these ranked teams. Utah on the road, Washington State, then Stanford, then Oregon State, which is like number 16 too. So like I said, it's going to be a great. I'm excited. We're going to see what happens. I'm excited. But thank y'all for listening. I appreciate y'all. I will be back next week with a new guest, or a special guest, somebody who UCLA fans should know. And like I said, he's excited to come on next week. It's a surprise. I don't want to tell you. You're gonna have to be surprised when you check, you tune in to next week, because got a new surprise. Like I said, he could be my co-host for the rest of the year, and we're gonna see what happens. I think see how he likes it. We just want to get his feet wet next week, and I'm excited for it. You'll see, he's a blast from the past. But thank y'all for listening. You can follow me at Travis W. Reed. That's REED on Instagram, and Travis W. Reed on Facebook. Also on Facebook, I have my Athlete's Journey page is officially up. Also on YouTube, looking just to subscribe to some, an Athlete's Journey page. I have that now. That is up on YouTube officially. If you go to my Instagram page, it's in my like bio. It just click on the link. Travis Reed and Athlete's Journey. That is up now. The Athlete's Journey is up, so you can follow me. And like I said, Believe in UCLA, is obviously up on Spotify, iHeartRadio, and other streaming platforms. So thank y'all for listening. And like I said, I will see y'all next week with the new guest.